Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Good day to you, beautiful people. Bishop Randy Dean here with you for this episode of the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. I believe all lesser values than love can devolve and slide into the rabbit hole of manipulation and shame and BS. Bait and switch. I am convinced love alone is the only credible value of humankind. Let me say that again. For the 7,000th time, love alone is the only credible human value that we lean on and make what life is to be about. And that is a life of productivity and fruitfulness and beauty and significance and being able to rebound from pain. I'm going to talk about that today. Love alone gives us the strength for all of that. And so that's why I'm here week in and week out to talk to you about love. I have done this now for 3 years on this radio station. I am so grateful to WPCA for giving me this platform, this venue to speak, preach, teach, unpack, lead, and challenge you who come here week in and week out to listen about the value of love. My heart beats to this phrase right here. You must make a choice to take a chance or your life will never change. Let me say that again. You must make a choice to take a chance or your life will never change. Those are words to live by, that we make a choice. Choices is what life is made of. Love is about our choices. Love is that incredible pinnacle that we choose to climb. We choose to climb that mountain, to arise to that mountaintop, to go to that peak, to go there with a sense that there is no other there to go to rise and shine at love is the choice that all of us humans down here on this earth must learn to make as we go along in this life. This journey of life, this journey of the human, this human experience is this ongoing challenge to rise and shine and show our world that we're worth living. It's worth to be alive, and especially if we're alive to love. Hey, you know what? I almost forgot Love's Creed. Let's make sure we say that today. Here's Love's Creed that I've written some years ago, and I give it here as a creed, a promise, and a vow that we could all live by it just as much as you would in church to repeat the Apostles' Creed. Here it is in total. Then I'll come back to you in pieces of it, and I'll give it to you as a vow that you can make. Here it is in total. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I'm unavailable for anything less. That's Love's Creed. Now here it is in small portions so you can make it your own vow. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I'm unavailable for anything less than love. That's Love's Creed, and you could say it's also the choice we must make. I started today's broadcast with this motto, you must make a choice to take a chance, or your life will never change. Love's Creed is that choice. Love's Creed is that chance. And Love's Creed is a means by which you and I can change. There's a choice to be made in every step of life. There are five choices I want to talk to you about today that in particular will challenge us to keep taking that chance, to keep making a choice to change. And here they are. Here are the choices that we must make. I believe, number one, we must choose to believe that there is such a thing as perfect love. Perfect love. Yes, you can say, well, only God has perfect love. And yet God invites us to be like him. We are invited to participate in the divine nature, to be partakers, 1 Peter says, partakers of the divine nature, to reach for a perfect love. Oh, yeah, I said a few weeks ago here, there is no such thing as just getting up in the morning and never having bowled your whole life and grab a bowling ball, 16-pound bowling ball, and run to the bowling alley and just instantly, without practice, roll a perfect 300 game. Not going to happen. No, that ain't going to happen. But here's what can happen. You can practice to make yourself perfect. If you're going to roll that 300 game in bowling, then you're going to have to practice, practice, practice. If you or I are going to live love, you got it. We must practice, 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 and reach for that perfect love that casts out fear. That's the perfect love of God, and we are invited to be partakers of the divine nature and to reach for, climb for, march toward, run the marathon of pilgrimage onward toward a perfect love. And I'm convinced that if we're going to take a chance to make a choice, then we're going to have to reach for a perfect love. A perfect love that requires me to daily, hourly, moment by moment, choose how am I going to manage this life? Well, I'm going to manage it with love. There are pressures and pains and moments of excruciating misery and insanity where you might feel like, oh, I can't do it. But if you live by Love's Creed, if you've chosen, I'm not on this earth for hate, I'm not on this earth for lesser things, then you can take a breath, you can slow yourself down, you can catch yourself by the nape of your own neck and say, hold it, hold it. I do this. Listen, I'm not telling you to do something I don't do. Grab yourself by some means, internally or externally, and say, take a breath. Let's choose love. And when I choose love, I choose to believe that there is such a thing as a perfect love that will cast out fear, a perfect love that will challenge me to be a better human being. You might even say to reach for perfection. Yes, I am. And I don't believe that on any given day, Randy Dean is anywhere close. I know that. But if I don't have that goal, then I'll never reach anything that might even measure up to it. And as I said in that early statement, we must make a choice to take a chance. Our life will never change. So make a choice to take a chance. Take a chance that there is a perfect love. Take a chance. Make that choice. Perfect love exists. Now, how do I reach? Well, moment by tiny moment, mental image by mental image, internal dialogue by internal dialogue, talking yourself out of hate, talking yourself out of insanity, talking yourself out of rage, and talking yourself internally toward a perfect love. That's the first choice that we must make, to take a chance, to make a choice, or to make a choice to take a chance. The second choice we are being invited to make is to know that there is an endurable love, and that it is durable. That love is tough. People say, well, they need tough love, and I know what we're saying. I'm not being fussy about it, but I am being very particular. And for me, I'm particular enough to say that there is no such thing as tough love. For me, there only is love, and love by itself is tough enough. I don't have to say God is tough. When I say God, I know God is tough. I don't have to put a descriptor in front of God's character. I know God is tough. But here's something else. God is love. I don't have to say there is a loving God. All I have to say is there is a love, and that love is God. God is love, and love is God. And he who dwells in God dwells in love, and he who dwells in love dwells in God. You know, if you've listened to me at all on this broadcast, you know I say that, and I say that, and I say that. And I believe that love is endurable. It has endurance written into its DNA. It fights forward. It doesn't give up easily. It doesn't throw in the towel. Love that is love is a love that reaches for the long view. And that's what I'm talking about here today. Knowing that when I live by love, I'm living in this durable condition of life. Love always puts itself in a place for taking a beating. Always. When people come to me and say, I loved and I was hurt, I am not surprised, because I have loved and I've been hurt repeatedly. The notion that there is such a thing as a love that cannot be hurt is absurd. It doesn't exist. Love puts itself in a place to be hurt. And in fact, I would propose that a love that is injured is a love that keeps coming back for more. It is a love that will not give up. It is durable. So that first choice that we must make is that there is such a perfect love as the love of God. And the second choice we must make is that love is durable. And the third choice we must make is to know that love rebounds. It does come back. Remember the first, the opening statement here is we must make a choice to take a chance or life will never change. Now we must make a choice to know that I'm going to come back from hurt and disappointed and injured love. I'm going to rebound. I'm going to come back again. The word rebound makes me think of basketball. I used to play a lot of basketball in middle school, high school, and college, and I never was a great basketball player, but I'm going to tell you, I love to scrap around on a basketball court. I love to, you know, as they say, I love to throw some elbows and make it a little rough. Yeah, that was me. I was that guy that would foul out easily. Why? Because I wasn't a great scorer, and I wasn't a great anything else, but I'll tell you this, when I went up to rebound for a ball that had been thrown, for a basket that had been attempted, if I was rebounding, those who were fighting me for that ball off the rebound knew I was under that basketball board. I was there to get that ball. I think of that when I think of the word rebound, because I am convinced that love is that way. It is determined, I'm going to get that ball back, and I'm going to try a shot again. Rebounding love isn't about like the old high school dating notion that, oh, look out for him, he's on the rebound. You know, somebody turned him down, somebody rejected him. That's not the rebound I'm talking about. I'm talking about the rebound of a tough player in the game of life who goes up for a shot that's been missed and grabs that ball and says, I'm going to shoot again. I am not going to be left with defeat. I'm not going to be left down here commiserating how I wish I had taken another shot. Michael Jordan used to say, you're going to miss every shot you don't take. And I believe you'll also miss every rebound you don't reach for. Reach for that rebound. You and I are invited to make a choice, to take a chance, or life will never change. So the choices we must make in love are the choices to know that there is a perfect love. The choice to know that, number two, that love is durable, endurable, and that it's tough all by itself. Number three, that love rebounds. Love bounces back. Oh yeah, it could take me time and I may have to grieve and weep a while, but when weeping is done, I'm convinced joy will come in the morning. Love will rebound. But the fourth choice, I think it's important to understand and to recognize, to make a choice, to take a chance, or life will never change. That fourth choice is this. Sometimes we have to retreat strategically. Hear that carefully. Retreat strategically. That means I don't live in retreat. No, I never, 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 never. But I'll tell you this. I'll occasionally retreat. Now think about that. We all need to stop. Stop the rush. stop the push, and retreat to strategically choose again to come back at our projects, to come back at what we're faced with, to come back again, and to refuse to be denied our goals. But in order to reach our goals, there just needs to come into our mind that I may be exhausted. My mind might be on fumes. My body may be weary. My emotions may be spent. And that's a time to retreat. Not permanently. Hear me again say that. Don't live in retreat. Sometimes we get there too long and it gets too easy and then we forget to go back at the battle. But love, that is a choice that gives us a chance so that our life will change. Love that is that kind of choice knows how to retreat strategically. To come back and to say, hang on a second, it's time to take a breath. And like we do here, every No BS Bishop, Alive to Love, we put our feet flat on the floor, we sit up straight, and we draw a breath deep down into our lungs so that we can breathe and settle ourselves. That's what retreat's about. No retreat in war has ever been the final retreat until we all agree we're done, we can't do this anymore. But here's what Randy Dean is saying to you today. All of you and me and those that are listening, can we all agree together? I may retreat for the moment, but I am never done. When it comes to love, my strategic retreat is to take a deep breath and to know that my life is not defined only by defeats. My life is defined only when I have given myself time to rest and to step forward again. And to that end, the fifth and the last choice of my five list points in this list here today, to make a choice to take a chance or your life will never change. Number five in those choices is, I'm always going to come back better. Not bitter, but better. I will always come back better than before. I will always come back with more fight in my soul, more fight in my mind, more fight in my heart. I'm always going to come back with the profound sense that you cannot keep me down when I have made the choice to live by love. When love's creed is my credo, I have made that choice. I refuse to live on any other level than love alone. I've made a choice to take a chance so that my life can always change. And when I am fallen, watch me get up. I will come back better. I used to tell my church folks when I was pastoring full time, I know that pastors have all through the ages, and especially of late in the American Christian landscape, there have been a multitude of pastoral leaders who have fallen. But I have always told my church, listen, I don't guarantee you that I will never fall, but I do guarantee you this, that if I fall, watch me get up. Watch me get up. I may limp a while, but I will get up, baby. I will not lay on that floor forever. And it may take help from somebody else to pick me up, but I will get up. Don't just see me when I fall. Watch me when I get up. And I want to challenge all of you who are out there today. And I have a sense that maybe somebody's listening today who has fallen in your pursuit of love. Your creed of love has fallen to the floor like a beautiful plate full of food. You dropped it. And it just feels like, man, I can never clean up this mess. I'm here to challenge you to say in your own heart, I'm going to make a choice to take a chance because I want my life to change. I will come back better. That's the fifth choice of these five choices I'm challenging you with today. That first of all, there is a perfect love. Second of all, love is endurable. Number three, love does rebound. Number four, love may have to retreat strategically. But number five, last but not least, love comes back better and not bitter. I'm coming back better, baby. I'm going to get up. I have fallen. And I know some of you listening to me have fallen. Or maybe you haven't so much fallen as you've been pushed down. You were abused. You were rejected unceremoniously, thrown to the curb. given your exit papers without any conversation or any opportunity to truly defend yourself. That's hurtful and painful, and I get it. I feel that with you. I know what it is to see the exit signs and be told, there they are, baby. Go on out that exit door. And I know what it is to walk out that exit door and feel like I'm never going to rebound. But I'm here to tell you, love makes a choice to come back better. I will not come back bitter. Bitter is only the shrunken view of life, but love is the exalted view of life. It's the exalted view of a God who sees all things, knows all things, reaches for all things, believes all things. That's 1 Corinthians 13 description of love. Love never fails. Oh, momentarily, there may be a moment of failure. But in terms of the final definition, love never fails. Hear me carefully. Love never fails. And if you have made the choice to take a chance, your life will make a change toward the better that knows that life is love and love is life. And if my love has fallen, I am going to get up and I'm going to get up better than I was before. For review, the opening statement of today has been, you must make a choice to take a chance, or your life will never change. I know what it is to feel that love has just been too great a chance, but I also know what it is to get back up, reach for a perfect love, know that my love must endure, know that I've got to rebound that ball of love from the backboard of the basketball game of love. That's terrible, I know, I'm sorry. And then if I have to, I'll retreat strategically. I'll go set a spell and just give myself time to breathe and recover. And last but not least, I will come back better. Just watch me. If I've fallen, watch me get up, because I am going to get up. Well, I sure appreciate you being here again today for this episode of the No BS Bishop. It's always my treasure and honor to know that somebody's given me a half an hour of your time. And I promise to never waste your time. I promise to always give you my very best on any given episode. We always close with two exercises, and we're going to do it again today. And one is the exercise of strategic retreat, and that is to breathe. Breathe again. Stop the clock on yourself. Turn off the full court press. That's what I'm looking for, using the basketball illustration again. You can only do full court press for just a little while. So now stop the full court press. Take a time out and breathe. Catch your breath. And when I count to three, I want you to make sure your feet are flat on the floor. Your head is straight up in the air. I want you to draw in a breath. Inhale as deep as you can, physically or otherwise. Draw it into the foundation of your lung. Hold it there for just a few seconds, and then exhale. On the count of three, here we go. One, two, three. Inhale. And hold it. And exhale. Some people call that a cleansing breath, and I agree. It can cleanse your mind. It can steal your soul. It can steal your determination to make a choice, to take a chance. Take a chance on love, because you will always know it was always worth it. You'll always regret failing to take the chance of love again, but you'll never regret reaching for love at any station of your life. One way to reach for love, and there it is, what I ask you to do every No BS Bishop, and that is, I want you to find somebody somewhere soon, if not right now, maybe later, and say the three most charmed and magical words in the human language. And those three words are these: I love you. Make sure you give yourself a paced statement there. Don't say it with, I love ya. Don't do that. That cheapens the value of the gold of love. Slow it down. Look someone in the eye. Oh, no, I know, it's weird, it's awkward, but let's get beyond that. Look somebody in the eye and say, I love you. I hope the last three words of my life on this earth will be to be able to look at somebody with intentionality and say, I love you. And maybe, just maybe, somebody will be there who can say it back to me with that same full intentionality. And what a better way to say goodbye to this life and step into the next. I can't think of anything finer. Well, I'm here again on this beautiful day challenging you to be people of love. I'm alive to love. All lesser values devolve into BS, and I am not alive for BS. I'm alive to love. I am the no BS bishop, and by that I believe that love alone is credible. Now let's get up and go into this life and into this world and do something beautiful. Because you know why? Because ugly. Oh, baby, ugly is getting done to death. Let's do something beautiful. Let's make the world shine as people of love. Happy trails, y'all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.